Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 3 of your Nutrition Challenge, March 2023 MEF Nutrition Challenge podcast. We're on episode 3, and I am Rafi Martinez, Martinez Elite Fitness, and I'm joined again with...
Tara!
Oh, yeah. And I'll let Tara go over what we're going to be talking about. It looks like today's topic might be movement. So what are we talking about today?
So yeah, this week is movement and fitness because that's one of the rules in quotations for the challenge was to move your body for 45 minutes every single day. And I mean, we base the challenge, I base the challenge off of 75 hard, which both me and Ralphie have done. We completed, almost a year and a half ago now.
Yeah.
Because I started September of 2021. So yeah, a year and a half ago we did it. One of the things, which it's very similar. If you've never heard of 75 hard, look it up. This is like an easier version of it. But one of the things with 75 hard is you had to move your body 45 minutes every single day, twice a day. And it could not be consecutive. And for me, when we did it, that was the hardest aspect. I felt like I could probably do it if it was consecutive, but because you had to break it up to two different parts of the day for 45 minutes, it felt really hard. And I remember thinking while we were doing it, if this was only one time a day for 45 minutes, it would be amazing because moving your body doesn't always have to look like really heavy
in a gym
fitness. Yeah. So that's why we implement it into the challenge, because it really is important. Movement is really, really important, no matter what your goal is. So yeah, this week is all about movement and fitness, and this podcast will also talk about recovery as well. So I want to talk about, first we'll get into just like fitness. You guys are all members at the gym, which makes this part of the challenge so much easier. So I wanted to know from you, Ralphie, since starting the challenge, like right off the bat, you had told me that the uptick on Saturday with how many members came to Run Club and 10 Round and all of that. How do you feel that compares with like when we do a challenge? Do you see more effort with people in the gym? Obviously, more people are coming to those days where, you know, they're not in gym days. What do you see with all of that?
Yeah. Saturday specifically, because someone has to move for that 45 minutes, it makes it easier because then you don't have to walk alone. You don't have to go on a run by yourself. You don't have to try to do a workout by yourself. So if some people you would have thought had never known that we did anything on Saturday, and then all of a sudden, I think there was like 17 or 18 people one morning, which is great. It's awesome. And as far as like, I guess some of these people that have signed up for the challenge, they come every day anyways. Mm-hmm. So it wouldn't be like a huge uptick. Some people, maybe it's like led them to come 3 to 4 days rather than like the 2 that they might come. But the Saturday for sure, at least the first couple Saturdays, it was a big difference in the amount of people that we saw. Mm-hmm. So from our... And yes, we saw a small uptick maybe during the week, but on Saturday's a large one. This last Saturday, maybe not so much, but it's nice to see like newer faces. Some people aren't even in the challenge that I'm saying,
yeah.
On Saturday, so it's not specific to the challenge either. But we usually see an uptick, which is a good thing. I think the problem becomes, oh, I'm not doing a challenge, so I'm not going to keep it up.
Mm-hmm.
So. No, I should say that's for some people. Some people sign up for the challenge, and I'll be honest, some of you motherfuckers I haven't even seen since signing up, which is fucking disappointing. But what we want this to be is a jump start. And even if it's one of two out of, you know, 10 to 12 people that we have signed up, like that's worthwhile to us. But we would like it to be more, you know, like 6 to 8 people that this is the jump start, and then they're, you know, their routine then becomes coming that fourth or even fifth day if they've been coming, you know, 2 to 3 times a week before the challenge started. But Yeah, some people, we've seen the uptick. Some people, there is no tick. And
yeah,
it's frustrating with that on that end. But yeah, small uptick. But Saturdays, especially too, the weather getting better, that'll help too. But yeah, overall, a little bit of an uptick.
With this whole, you know, it is, the challenge is made for to jumpstart, right? And create better habits. So if you're someone who has, you know, routinely come Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday to the gym, that's just, you know, Thursdays seem to be, you know, totally another podcast, but Thursdays become like some people's Fridays and they don't end up coming. So it's odd. Monday through through Wednesday.
It's not odd. It's fucking stupid.
They're really consistent. So if you're one of those people who started before the challenge as a Monday through Wednesday kind of gym goer, and then you know, created the habit of, okay, well, I'm going to go 4 days a week, and that made you start coming Monday through Thursday, and then that next, you know, that habit kind of snowballs, and like, okay, I'll come to open gym on Friday. And some people don't know. Well, I mean, I hope everyone knows. With open gym, yes, he puts a workout up on the board, and that workout you run through on your own. It's usually, you know, something that you can definitely do by yourself. You probably don't even have to talk to him, but no, he's there.
And there's groups of people that do that together. So it's like a small class. You're just moving along by yourself.
But also, that day is, you could bring in your own workout to do. You can work on any skill in the gym that you want to. You can come in and just stretch. I mean, like, that time could be utilized. It doesn't have to be an off day. It doesn't have to be a rest day. It can just be a active recovery day. So hopefully it snowballs and like, oh, okay, I'm going to start coming on Fridays to open gym and trying out a new workout, or just coming to stretch and have coffee or whatever. And then it's, oh, I want to come on Saturdays because I want to try run club. You have to let that snowball effect happen. In order to do that, you have to be willing to create the habit and start stacking those habits to really make that happen. And that's what we hope. I mean, we can't force you to come to the gym, but we hope when we do these kind of challenges that you start to notice that you feel better with these small changes that you make, and you start to build on them. So creating that habit is really important. And I think sometimes people, it's really easy to sleep on the whole idea of movement and how necessary it is. Because it takes a lot of effort, and sometimes people don't want to put in the effort. But you talk to anybody who works out really consistently, and they're going to tell you that effort is, it's necessary for anything in life. It's necessary. One of the other things I wanted to talk about was intentional movement versus non-intentional movement. So intentional is coming to the gym or doing a workout in your garage. Like, you set your mind on, this is the workout I'm going to do, and you intentionally do it. That non-intentional movement, which scientifically the acronym is NEAT, which is non-exercise activity thermogenesis. And that's anything that you're doing, like walking the shopping cart back to, where do you keep the shopping carts at? You know what I'm talking about?
The little corral area?
Yeah, that thing. Taking the stairs, right? Like, it's the movement that happens that isn't intentional. And even just being mindful and increasing that is so helpful with your overall health. So obviously being mindful of your intentional movement, coming to the gym, making sure on the weekends you're, you know, scheduling that time to 45 minutes to get your walk in, your jog in, you know, whatever it is for you, your hike. But then really also being mindful of that movement that goes on throughout the day that is non-intentional. And a lot of people, unfortunately, have to sit at a desk for 8 hours, whether it's in an office or at home. And, you know, intentional movement really does not apply to moving your fingers on a keyboard. So, you know, a lot of people need to be creative with how you move during the day. And actually, this is just a random thought, but I was listening to a podcast recently, and the suggestion was, I cannot remember the dude that was on the podcast. I cannot remember his name, but it was the Huberman Lab podcast. And he talked about how every 20 minutes, if you got up and did something to raise your heart rate for 20 seconds, overall throughout your day, you are exponentially healthier. God, you'll have to listen to the podcast because he words it so much better. But if you, every 20 minutes, you got up and you did high knees for 20 seconds or jumping jacks for 20 seconds and then went right back to your work, it creates just like this massive effect, positive effect on your body. So you're not just sitting for 8 hours. You're not just sedentary for however many hours you work during the day. So if that's someone that, if that's you and your job is I have to sit at my desk, I answer phone, whatever it is, you don't get a lot of movement in, is it possible for you to set an alarm every 20 minutes, 20 seconds. I mean, everyone has 20 seconds. For 20 seconds, have a movement that raises your heart rate, and then go right back to your work. I'll look up the podcast. I'll figure that out, the episode, and I'll link it. Because it was very, very smart, the way he worded it. I'm not wording it very smart. The other thing that you can do is track your steps. So if you wear a watch that tracks your steps, these things are notorious for being wrong. Because your feet sometimes move more than your arms do, or your arms move more than your feet do. If you are someone who sits at your desk, you'll notice you can hit 10,000 steps just typing because your hand is moving.
Yeah.
But the goal for steps is 7,500 to 10,000 steps a day. Some people think 10,000 is excessive, and there's a, you know, they've done some research on it's not necessary to reach 10,000. There's other studies that show that it's absolutely necessary. So I feel like a good range for just your basic movement during the day is 7,500 to 10,000 steps a day.
I think we should say just because you get there doesn't mean you should stop there.
Oh, no.
So many people, guess, yeah, like with these Apple Watches, they'll see that their ring closed for the day. And I'm not 100% sure exactly what that means, what that's based off of. What all goes into that, but I'm sure if I hear it even jokingly at the gym that the majority of everybody thinks that, oh, I've closed my rings, I don't have to do anything the rest of the day. That's not right. Keep fucking moving. What are you gonna do, stop at noon? Like, you got, just keep moving. Those, like, that's bare minimum is getting that 70, that range, 7,500 to 10,000. Someone who delivers mail and has a walking route is going to hit that a lot faster than someone who answers phones or has, you know, some spreadsheets to get done. So just keep that in consideration as well. Just because you get there doesn't mean you stop there.
Yeah, that's a good point. Because that is that closing of the ring or seeing, you know, our watches vibrate when we hit 10,000 steps. Yeah. And it is this, like, sense of accomplishment. Like, yes, I hit it. But, yeah, no, you don't need to stop there at all. So just basic unintentional movement can be just as important as the intentional movement. They both need to be there. And then the other thing I wanted to talk about was recovery, which I tend to think that people leave the gym, and I'm not at the gym every day, so I could be very, very wrong, but people leave the gym and do very little stretching. You don't have a foam roller at home or a lacrosse ball to be able to, like, work out the kinks that happen as you work out. Maybe aren't drinking enough water. Like, because recovery isn't always the focus. It's not as important as the fitness side of it. And it is. And I think that's one of the things when people first start the gym and they're, you know, they'll go like 2 days strong and then they're like, oh my God, I'm really, really sore. I need to take the next couple days off because I'm too sore. And immediately our thought process is like, did you drink enough water? Did you stretch? If you're at the gym and class is ended and you have a few extra minutes and a small corner of the gym to be in, stretch out. Like, that recovery...
If we unfortunately don't get to implement that in the time frame that we have. I mean, some days we'll end a little early and stuff, and I think, well, we should stretch and we might. But I still have to put the shit together for the next class. And what sucks is that stupid fucking COVID really fucked with the time framing of all this. And I still have that in my head as far as like, oh, I got to clean everything before the next class comes in. So... No, on our side, we hope that we're going to start putting that in more, but it's still not enough. Even like a 5-minute stretch after class, yes, that'll help. But not everybody needs the hip capsule stretch. Someone may need, you know, the lying leg crossover more, or their shoulders rolled out more. And that's something that people have to understand. Like, the majority of the fitness that you get in happens in the workout, but the recovery, the nutrition, it all is on you. Like 100% of that has to be on you, because we can't do it all for you. You know, we can only do so much while we're at the gym. Even if we had 2 hours, there's still only so much we could do. Mm-hmm. So you have to take into consideration your hydration. If you need to stretch, like, all of that needs to, you put that into a routine for yourself before bed, when you wake up, whatever it is.
And that's, I think, why I think I enjoy doing the challenges so much, because so much of this is self-responsibility. And I try to make sure that that's reflected as much as possible. Ralphie's not going to know where you're sore at, what part needs to be stretched at. That is your body and your responsibility, whether you have time after class to do it or you have to go home and spend 5 minutes stretching out. That is on you. And that goes for water intake. That's on you. Your diet, your nutrition, on you. These are only things that we can support. And I really enjoy being having the group and supporting it, and hopefully encouraging you to take more responsibility for yourself to do those things. Because I feel like a lot of people just kind of walk through life like, you know, if I show up to the gym, great. If I get a glass of water in, awesome. I ate really well for, like, you know, a couple meals this week, you know, and it's just like the basic bare minimum of, you know, having quote unquote healthy lifestyle. Whereas people don't really put, like, that mindfulness into it. They're not really thinking about it and being intentional with their actions. And if you were someone who really thought about it and, like, okay, how am I, you know, I'm going to give 110% in class today, whatever that 110% is for you, because that looks different for everybody. I'm going to give 110% in my class today, in gym class today. I'm going to make sure I get all of my water in. I'm definitely going to make sure I spend some time stretching out, recovering, using a foam roller, making sure I get all the little, like, kinks out that, you know, we all get after working out. I'm going to make sure my diet is on par. Like, that is very intentional and taking control of your own health. And there's a lot of power behind that. And I think one of the easiest ways to get going is through movement. Because you're doing it anyways. You got to get up and, you know, walk through the house at some point. Well, get up and walk through the house and, like, you know, get a couple squats in or something like that. Like, that movement for me, I've always thought, is the easiest to implement to really get started or to really snowball off of. Everything else can be a little bit more difficult and challenging to stick to. Whereas I feel like movement is not, because you have to move throughout the day. So you don't have to drink water throughout the day. You should, but a lot of people don't ever have a drop of water. They have some other type of liquid, and you're going to survive. You don't have to eat healthy throughout the day. We know this as a culture now, but you have to move. You don't move, and we all know what happens to a body that doesn't ever move. You atrophy. So it's like the first place to, like, really start building off of, and it's really, really important. So your intentional movement, your non-intentional movement, and your recovery. Anything else about recovery? Unless you're someone who's a like a runner, like you are high endurance kind of thing, chocolate milk is not necessary for recovery also. I feel like I should...
Chocolate milk.
Yeah, a lot of people do that. They go straight to chocolate milk. Like, they do, like, you know, an okay workout, and they're like, oh, chocolate milk, because it's been touted as, like, such a recovery. Geez. Unless you're Steve running 13 miles, like, don't do that.
No, I don't think anything about recovery. I mean, if you need tips and, you know, how do I foam roll and things like that, I think it was not too long ago I put our foam rolling clinic that Peter did way back when on the Facebook page, but you can also go on YouTube and look up us, and you'll find that there. For some good foam rolling tips from Peter. But we have everything. We have foam rollers. We have our lacrosse balls are disappearing. So if you're someone who's borrowed, quote unquote, a lacrosse ball, bring that shit back to the gym. Because we used to have like 40, but we're down to like 7. So bring that shit back, because people need to use it. Like, if you need to know where to put it, how to, you know, apply the pressure, we can do that. We also have a Hypervolt at the gym, which is like a massage gun. And yeah, if you need help stretching something out, if I don't know how to do it, I can take out my phone and, you know, we can figure it out. But for the most part, simple stretches will do the trick. So yeah, if you need help with it, just ask.
Yeah. So that's it.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's everything. Movement, fitness, recovery. It's all important. Get on it. All right. That's it, everybody. Have a great day.